good morning, Darren. This is Vanilzy with another KBW Vivek. I hope you're having a great time. And I hope specifically that some of these courses and classes have actually helped you, guide you in understanding a few different things about yourself. So again, we're trying to show you that it's perfectly possible to run a business from your vehicle. The better the vehicle, I'm going to tell you, these Teslas are phenomenal. But that's a whole different story. This is the other Tesla that I have. Most of my team has Teslas now. One thing, if you're going to get a Tesla, just side note, and they're not sponsoring anything here, it's a little bit different of a lifestyle. And it's a really expensive car, so make sure that you got your business up and running really well before you get involved, or you can get one of the 3 Series, but definitely the S Series is the way to go. But the thing about Tesla, it's a different lifestyle because you have to like charge and do this and do that. So it's not a hassle at all, especially if you stay around town, things of that nature. But if you don't, you're always going to move, then I don't know, it saves a lot of money. I think in the first 3 months we put 13,000 miles, which is about roughly $2,000-$3,000 worth of gasoline that I would have to pay. And I think if I did my calculations correctly, with the kilowatt hour and stuff like that, it's roughly, I don't know, $300. So would you trade $300 for $2,000 to $3,000? $3,000, would you? $300, pay this, or pay $3,000. Which brings me to my next problem with you guys. When you're working your business, you are so cheap. And here's why. I'm going to tell you why. The psychology of owning your own business from home. This is like super important for you guys that are starting out because you tend to forget, right? As soon as that bill comes in, as soon as something happens that you know you have to pay a little extra money, the first thing you do is you sabotage your business. Why is that? I don't know, but I can go through some explanations that hopefully will help you. Number one, you don't make that much money, right? So you're starting out a business, you're trying to do something, you don't make that much money. The problem is not that you don't make enough money, because I'm sure you go party, you go work out, pay for that gym, pay for all these little extra things, having extra meals when you go someplace, right? And some businesses are really, really expensive. Some businesses will actually cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Tens of thousands, what is that? $200,000 just to have a name and be part of a franchise, something like that. You don't want that. You don't need that. You're not a corporation that needs to go hire other people to do business. Affiliate marketing, or what we do, right, so sponsoring, if you want to become an alliance agent. By the way, I almost forgot because I get so involved in this. This is sponsored by the Dynexum Project, Dynamic Exchange for Social Media. And that kind of helps entrepreneurs online in social media, help them establish a way where they can say, hi, look at this product and I bought this and go buy it from my website. And they are your customer for the rest of your life. Did you know that? Not like Amazon and all these other places. They're doing the best they can. But in Amazon, for example, traditional affiliate marketing is either product per product that you get paid, right? So, you know, once that client goes back to the same store to buy something else, you lose the revenue, or they hold you for 2 weeks, like Amazon does. Thank you, Amazon. 10%, you'll get 10% out of whatever they buy for 2 weeks. Well, how much can you buy in 2 weeks? How much money do you think you're gonna make? What if you can hold your client for a lifetime? For as long as they buy from your website, you make money off of that. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's what we're trying to understand. So let's go back to the first problem. You're cheap, right? So you're really cheap. You don't want to spend money. The truth of the matter is that it's correct for you to be cheap. You want to be cheap. You don't want to spend money where you don't have to, but where you don't have to is the key thing, right? Because where you don't have to is your sodas, your popcorn, going out to the theater, doing all this extra stuff that you really don't need to be doing. That's where you don't have to. Where you have to is to get a good platform, a website, your camera equipment that you're going to use one time. And again, more money, maybe you could go to Facebook and go to the market, figure out in there if you can afford something that they're selling. Stuff like that. Research online, see what someone else is using, whatever, or ask us, we'll help you out. So the point I'm making though is that being cheap is not good. In business, bigger business, not affiliate marketing business, right? Because you can get away with everything in affiliate marketing. But in business, I'm going to try to block that out for you, but I can't. It's a beautiful morning, by the way. But in business, for example, you are more criticized for not spending your money wisely. For example, if you need a solution for an IT, for example, for by making sure everybody can work, then you have to buy them computers with images and stuff like that. That might cost you a lot of money. But in budgeting, they figure out that you would make so much more money if these people could work. That's big business. A small business like you, all you have to do is the same thing, scale it down. You have to buy yourself the right laptop or the right phone with the right camera. But the problem is that the other industry people selling you the stuff, they're going to turn around and try to sell you something a little bit more than you need, and then you're looking at what everyone else has, and you're like, well, I want that, but you know, the new iPhone is like so expensive, why buy it? When you can do something with somewhere with an Android or something, right? So you have to research the camera, the processor, things of that nature, not just the name of the brand, right? So this is where things kind of change. You need to get the right equipment, you need to do the right business, you need to invest in the right education. You don't need to invest in expensive education necessarily, or at least not until you get to that point. But where does cheap work, where does cheap not work? So the very first thing in our business is, well, how much does it cost? I'm like, what do you care? This is my behavior to these types of questions. I'm like, well, does it cost money? And I'm like, part of me is saying, I really feel for you. I know I've been in your shoes. I really want to work with you and help you out. But the reality that no one tells you on the back end is when you ask those questions, it's a layered process. This is key. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you. There's several ways you can encourage somebody. But no one's going to encourage you more than your own experiences and your own understanding of your own life. This is where Novi gets real. And Luna 9, Lexi AI, and L1 are not here to protect you. So the idea is, layer one is, does it cost money? And go, well, as a person trying to get you into the business, this is a tough question. Because the answer is always going to be yes. One way or another, it's going to cost you some money. However, if you don't understand how to budget, if you don't understand how to convert your money, and you don't understand that it's an investment in time more than the investment in money, then it's a lost cause for you to have a business. But here's a problem, right? Paradox. It swings the other way. If you don't get a business in the future, how are you gonna feed your family or defend yourself and get the things you want or be able to go out there and have a good time? You know, a real good time. One that you don't have to worry about Monday morning having to pay for it. That kind of good time. So how do you do this if you have that mentality? So the answer is yes, it's gonna cost you money. Here's the question is, how much money is it gonna cost you, and how are you gonna make that money back, and in what time? This is a question that you should be asking. But then again, if you're asking this question, you probably have your own business. So there's a little bit of a paradox. The novice people coming into the business, such as you, are gonna be saying something like, does it cost money? And the answer is, yeah, sure, it costs money. So what? Everything costs money. Going to work costs money. And you still do that, right? Pay for things, taxes. The taxes that they're taking out of your paycheck, for example, cost you money just to go to work. So an old man once said, not an old man, I'm sorry, a vagabond or a bum, whatever you want to call him, politically incorrect, right? A homeless person said, you know what? I pity you, to the rich Wall Street guy. He goes, why? He goes, well, I get in the morning, up in the morning, and I don't owe anything. You owe everybody so much money that you make, but you're so much in the negative because you're always owing people. I'm like, what a paradox. But at least you're owing in style, right? I don't know. Take it the way you want to. It's just really weird the way perspectives work for me. So my point being is, you need to learn how to budget your money. You need to know that you are going to spend money, and you need to give yourself a timeline where you're going to make that money back. You need to put together a system of making that money back right away. Now, the initial investment, knowledge, setting up, things of that nature, that's cost of opening a business. So, and then there's cost of maintaining a business. How much will it cost you to maintain? All these things are sort of deductible by the IRS. So you can get some money back from your paycheck. Another reason why you should have a good job while you're doing a business. If you don't have a good job while you're doing a business, then up front what you should do is learn what you're going to do the moment you flip the switch and pay the bill. So I know our business, for example, is really, really super inexpensive. And if you would get yourself just one or two customers, the business is actually free. Because you're just going to move that product from where you're going to get it all the way to your client, and the business all of a sudden becomes free. It was a genius idea that our team members and the people that we work with put together. And then you can get up to three streams of income by just selling like one product. It's really cool. Or being in the business. Really cool stuff. Not a lot of people have that, so we really have a little bit of a benefit there. And it allows us because we're in that benefit category, it allows us to understand how to comprehend how to move money from one place to another. So really quick, being cheap is going to cost you everything. Another thing that I've read in you know, some more famous articles by famous writers, mentors, if you will, that deal with business, is that when you first start out, you're so used to doing it yourself. Now, some people say that doing it yourself is because you yourself want to control everything. I go, well, what if you don't have the money to start a business like that? Well, yeah, you're going to have to do everything yourself. Once again, disclaimer, in our side of the fence, we work as a team. So it doesn't matter how much money you have or how little money we have, we actually help build your system with you, for you, in certain cases. But you still got to put in the equity of time, effort, and the initial money that you're going to put into your investment of your own business. So time and equity. So what it really boils down to, what he says is, you know, you try to work everything yourself, and so you are not leveraging your time whatsoever. So sooner or later, your business just collapses. Because why? Well, because you put in too much equity of time and not in the right way. So up front, the very first thing you want to do when you start a business is understand how much it's going to cost. Second, how are you going to move that product or that business cost? How are you going to get that money back, ROI, return on investment? So you want to know that. Then you want to know to build a system, a procedure, a process that you can follow very easily. And the company you're with needs to be able to show you that process. We already have a process, so it's easy for us to talk about, right? Which is sometimes hard to do because it depends on the enthusiasm, it depends on the classes you take, it depends on how well-versed you are in business, and it also depends on your level of time engagement, and then your brain. How much time are you really putting in that you can't put in versus how much time you're not putting in because you're out partying, having a good time, right? Chasing guys or something, chasing girls or a dog, whatever, school. So the idea is join the business that best fits you and your needs, and you have to know these things really quickly because you cannot do it all. The moment you want to do it all is the moment you will grow, but then you'll cap off. And then that cap off doesn't allow you to grow more. Meanwhile, if that cap is, say, like 25% of what you need, then eventually you're going to fall apart and break apart, and you're not going to be able to do your business. So I suggest... if you're really serious, I'll take care of you. So really serious about business, really serious about starting something, you should really meet with one of us, have a meet and greet. Is this a plug-in for me? Absolutely, because it's a plug-in for you. I really care about you guys out there. You need to look at the structure, the procedures, and when you listen to people, remember, everyone is slightly prejudiced. They can only talk about what they've learned and what they think they know. Remember that. Every single time you're talking to somebody, they don't know the future. They only know their experiences and what they think they know. And that's key, because you might have a good idea